Shaw here, and today I'm chatting to someone who's been described as the godfather of internet marketing. Mr. Frank Sousa is probably best known for being co-developer of several popular software programs, most notably Secret Money Generator and Traffic Geezer. He's also one of the most respected marketers on the internet. Many years ago, Frank decided he wanted to help people and has done his utmost ever since to keep the promise he made to himself. Frank is a strong Christian and says his prayers have come in very handy at times. He likes to cook and often serves up culinary delights for various Christian groups. I'm told he's very good at it too.
Thank you.
He's also quite a romantic. On his 38th wedding anniversary, he told his wife exactly how many seconds they'd been married and that there hadn't been one second he hadn't loved her. If that doesn't endear him to any female listeners, I don't know what will. Frank has now been married for 42 years and jokes his grandchildren are God's reward for not murdering his own. Actually, Frank's two sons work with him from the comfort of their own homes, which is probably just as well because Frank is increasingly aware that these days there just aren't enough jobs to go round. No matter how keen or willing a person may be, sometimes there just isn't a job to go to. Frank now firmly believes in this day and age your best bet is to create your own, and his current project provides a very feasible solution. However, before he tells us about it, let's hear a bit about this extraordinary grandfather who has a reputation for collecting daughters. Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm great. It's good to be talking to you again, Jean. And yes, I love to collect daughters.
So what is that all about then?
Well, basically, you know, at my age, young women can see me oftentimes as a father figure that they never had. I think I told you about the 7 new ones that I collected this year, but my brother-in-law passed away last October, and he lived on the other side of the state from us. He had remarried, and they had 7 foster daughters. It was the first time we had a chance to meet his wife, and I absolutely fell in love with these girls. They're from age from 21 years old to 1, and wonderful girls, and you know, we just hit it off. So Carol, my wife, and I moved them over here to Spokane on the other side of the state where we can be with them. We gave them a house to live in, and just love being a part of their lives. So they're like daughters to me.
Oh, that's wonderful. And there's no jealousy from your own sons then? Are they just glad to have an extended family, I assume?
Oh, no jealousy at all. Or my real daughter. Another one of my, quote, adopted daughters just had a baby yesterday.
Oh.
And she lives in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm going down next month to see the baby and her.
Oh, fantastic. What a beautiful Christmas present, isn't it?
Oh, it's awesome.
Okay, Frank, so you've been incredibly successful recently with your software programs, but prior to that, you had quite a few jobs, didn't you, after you left full-time education?
Yeah, you can say that. I guess maybe I could say that I'm successful because I've had more failures than a lot of people. And, you know, with those failures, I guess you learn thing. I was in the Coast Guard to start out with and got out of that. And I worked in the shipyards. One day in particular, I'm sitting up on a, climbed up on this yardarm, which is the mast that hangs out over the ship where all your radio antennas are and everything. It was a cold, cold January day and just that drizzling cold rain. And I was on this little, laying out there, maybe 100 feet up over the water, on this little thing, maybe 8 inches in diameter, saying to myself, do I really want to do this for the rest of my life? And, you know, you mentioned earlier about how I wanted to help people. It wasn't too long after that. I really did have a nice conversation with myself. And I said to myself, is this what you want to do for the rest of your life? Or what do you want to do? And the answer came back is, I don't know. But I know somewhere along the way I want to help people. And, you know, I've I've been through a lot of different things since then. I worked for years for IBM. I tried selling carpets. I realized, first off, that I don't like to wear a suit and tie. And, all sorts of different things like that. And as the Internet began going, I got involved in the Internet, one of the very, very early adopters. And I realized and I learned a tremendous, tremendous lesson back then. If you're working, no matter what job you have, no matter what kind of a salary you have, if you're working, you're limited to the amount of money that you can make, because you can only work so many hours a week. And the only way, and I realized this, the only way that people can make any serious money is by getting out something that generates money for you, whether you're working or not. And that can take many, many, many different forms. It could be employees. You could have people working for you. I found I didn't really enjoy that route very much. We had some great employees, but, sometimes you depend on them. They get sick and they didn't come in to work. They always wanted more money, don't we all? So, that wasn't the route for me. But again, I was earning money from my employees, and this is a good thing. You can get out there and you can buy real estate and let the real estate appreciate in value and make money that way. So the point there are rental units, so that the money comes in every month, whether you're actually working or not at that particular moment. And that's what's so critical, is you've got to build something that generates money for you, whether you're working or not.
So you've got to create leverage, in fact.
Leverage is exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly right. Things that are can increase your value while you're not sitting there doing the actual physical work.
So one of the most important lessons you ever learned about business, I believe, was market research, wasn't it?
Market research. Yes, you definitely have that right. In particular, one time, I wanted to start a business. I was kind of getting involved in computers. This is kind of back when personal computers were just coming into their own. And I figured I wanted to start a computer store. But before I did, one of the smartest things I ever did is I sat down with a marketing professor at one of our local colleges. And I asked him, how do you do market research? He gave me some very specific ideas about, going out into the community, looking at what you think you want to get into, find out what kind of problems they have, find out what kinds of customers they have, how they sell, what they sell, and things like that, and talk to these people. Well, I did exactly that, and I learned that the last thing that we needed in our city was another computer store. We had plenty of computer stores. What we needed was somebody to fix them. And I'd been an electronics technician for quite some time. I knew electronics really well. I could fix these things. So I started a computer repair business. And we grew. So instead of me probably going bankrupt again, we made some very, very good money at that. When I had employees, but we were making very good money nonetheless. And that was the lesson I learned. Now, of course, in the Internet world today, we call that niche research or keyword research, but it's still the same thing. It all boils down to finding out what people want to buy, how they buy it, and then offering it to them.
You mentioned bankrupt again. Have you been bankrupt then?
Yes, I have. Several times I've lost two houses in my life. Like I said, I probably failed more than most of your listeners have.
Well, and that's really encouraging, actually, because it means that you picked yourself up. And that is one of the things about all the people that I know of that who have become really successful is that they don't let failure, they learn from their failures, don't they?
Absolutely. It's a learning experience. And absolutely. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. You find out what you shouldn't do, don't you?
I learned a lot of things not to do.
I think actually you need to fail a few times, or at least you have to have things that don't work, because that's the only way you learn. I mean, people say you should learn from other people's mistakes, but you never do you?
Well, no. So here's something, Jean, that when I'm speaking, I'll talk about this too, about failure. People are so afraid to fail that they never try anything. They're going along in their comfortable life. I wish I could do that. I wish I had that. I wish I had the money to go on a nice, comfortable cruise. By the way, I'm going on a cruise in 2 weeks.
Why did that not surprise?
3 weeks. 3 weeks, actually, excuse me. But and of course, we have the nice suites. We're not staying down in the lower decks. Not necessarily bragging or anything. What I'm saying, though, is that if I'd been afraid to fail, so I never tried anything, that would have never happened. And I like to tell people that the only way that you can fail, the only way you can really fail, is to die without knowing Jesus as your Savior. And the point there that I want to make is, up until that point, you can change. You find something that doesn't work, well, good. Then you know what doesn't work. Now you can go on and try something else. Once you're dead, it's all over. But up until that point, how do you fail? How can you fail? You're just learning.
That's right. It's just relearning what you already know, isn't it, really? And just putting a different aspect on it, really. And you're a real advocate of learning, aren't you? So who has inspired you the most, do you think? Jesus, I would imagine.
Well, yes, absolutely. But I know that your question is more along the lines of business-related things. And I think, I look back in my early life, Robert Allen was a big one in my life, and I've since gotten to know him a little bit personally. Brian Tracy, very good friend of mine, John DeLemme. I got to tell you my John DeLemme story. John is a motivational speaker, and just a heck of a nice guy. He was, the first time I had seen him speak, he was talking about, millionaire this, millionaire that, millionaire, millionaire, millionaire. And, you know, really getting people fired up and everything, you know, power and, you know, really, really a great motivational speaker. But I went up to him afterwards, and I introduced myself to him, and I said, John, you know, I really enjoy your talk, but it's not all about money. And he looked me right in the eye, shook his finger at me, and he says, don't give me that crap. He says, my wife and I just gave $100,000 to a crisis pregnancy clinic. And that's what you can do with money. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, several years later, I had this dream in our church. Our kitchen is very, very small, and not nearly big enough to cook for the size groups that we needed to cook for. And so I went to the elders of our church, and I had these plans laid out. You know, we need to expand the kitchen here. We need to put in a convection oven over here, a stock pot stove. We need an ice maker and, you know, expand more countertops and stuff like that. And I'd like to pay for it.
Wow.
And we don't need to go into the amount, but it's approaching what John had done there with the crisis pregnancy clinic. But that night, I was sitting down and writing out the biggest check I'd ever written in my life at that point. Mm-hmm. And tears streaming down my face, Jean. I'm just streaming down my face. And I remembered what John said. So I called him up on his cell phone. I forgot that he was 3 hours ahead of me, and it was midnight his time. But I called him up just to tell him what I'd been able to do and how much he had inspired me just from that one one little thing. Money, you know, it's money is a great thing, if and it allows me to be able to help people. It allows me to be able to do things like that that I couldn't otherwise do.
Basically, money gives you freedom, doesn't it? The freedom to choose.
A lot of things. You know, let's go to the Bible again, and people misquote this passage. In 1 Timothy, it says, the love of money is the root of all evil. You know, people say money is the root of all evil. No, it's love of money. But what you can do with it is phenomenal. You can help people. And, you know, my dream back then when I was in my early 20s, my dream of being able to help people has been fulfilled. Look at my 7 daughters and Sarah. I mean, wow.
Absolutely amazing, yeah. So you don't approve of negativity at all, do you? You always say that people should find their big why they want to do things and just never give up if they have a dream to pursue it.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't accomplish anything. It doesn't help anything. It doesn't get you moving to where you want to be. I mean, of course, it's impossible for us never to be negative. Of course not. I mean, yeah, I have my share of negativity. But
not so much as some.
It's kind of productive.
Much as some, because you don't have the television, do you?
Well, my wife likes to watch television, but I never. Well, I won't say never. When there's baseball game on, I'll watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch TV very much. To me, it's a big waste of time.
Mm. Absolutely. So anyway, you have a new system coming out, and I know you have because I'm a beta tester for it.
Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, yes, I am. So would you like to explain how it can benefit people? And it doesn't, before people get a bit concerned, they don't have to be really well educated or be really knowledgeable about computers or anything, do they?
No. You and I were talking about this even before this, before you started recording the call. But, you know, I never went to college. I just barely finished high school. I got a pretty much an average C grade. Actually, even flunked typing, which of course now is one of the most important things tools that I can do is type. But I forgot the question, Jean.
I'm talking about your new system, Frank.
Oh, the new system, Easy Money Bots. Easy Money Bots. When again, I talked about the most important thing was market research. So you want to go out and find something that people are desperately looking for knowledge about. And then there's a couple of different ways that you can do this. You can either write a little report, an ebook, or there are places where you can download what's called private label ebooks. Now, I teach all of this, too. This isn't just something that you are arbitrarily going to know. I teach all of this as a part of the system. But you can get these books. You can put your own name on them. And what you do is you embed little sales messages into these, and you put them out. Now, the way that the system works is that it gets spread out by word of mouth. See, so much on the Internet, people are concerned about keyword research so that I could get a good listing in Google. The world seems to depend on Google.
I think it's Facebook these days, isn't it? Facebook.
Well, Facebook is important too, but people want their web pages to show up on Google. Well, you don't have to deal with any of that kind of stuff. You can take a weight loss, for example, and there's lots and lots of weight loss books. In fact, I think we even give you one where you can put in your own little sales messages, your own little links and stuff like that. I give you a list of, what, about 30 different places where you can distribute these for free. And people will actually go in there and they buy things from these links within your ebook, and you make money off of it. The bottom line is word of mouth. Just imagine you give it out to 5 people. Each of those people give it out to five people. Now you got 25. Each of them give it out to five people. What's that, 125, and so on and so on and so on. Pretty soon you got thousands of people spreading the word about this wonderful ebook. And in each one of those, there's some pretty slick little deals that I put in there that will show you how you can make money from all of those thousands of people. Pretty slick. It's a technique that I learned from a young stay-at-home mom, and she had become a millionaire by doing exactly what I'm teaching in this new course.
It's the viral factor, isn't it?
We call it a viral factor, just like cold spread from one person to another. But this is a good viral thing.
Mm. Yes, it is, because it's free, isn't it, for the receiver, if they want it to be, or
absolutely,
they have the opportunity for a very small sum to mm-hmm. rebrand the reports themselves and have the potential to earn money. But
right,
either way, it's a win-win situation, because you get some really quality information. And
sure, and you've seen the system. It's not all that complicated, is it?
No, not really. No, I can do it, so it's definitely not. And as Frank says, there are instructions anyway. So.
Oh, yeah, and I'm continuing to add more and more training and teaching to it, because I want to, well, let's go back to, again, I want to help people. I just want to help people. It's almost live. You're a beta tester. When we make it live, we're going to make it available, all the training, all the tools, everything, for $1.
Wow. That is incredible.
Yeah. Now, that's just for a month. It'll give you a chance to see everything, to see exactly what we're doing, to go through all of the training, and then decide whether or not you want to continue on with it. That's a pretty fair deal, right?
Oh, it's a very fair deal, because, when people buy something, they tend to get overawed, don't they? But within a month, you can certainly do just a little bit every day, and you can go through the whole system and get it up and running, certainly.
Sure. Give me 2 hours, and you'll have a real good idea how it all works together. And take one of these ebooks that we give to you, put your own stuff in it, and you can have them out there in a day.
Mm. And that would be if you'd got no idea what to do at all, really, wouldn't it? Because
exactly,
it is simple. It's one of these KISS. It's got the KISS factor, isn't it?
There you go. Yes,
keep it simple,
stupid.
Simple, stupid. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of versions for that last S, isn't there? But we'll call it stupid then.
No, that's the one I've always heard.
Yeah. All right. So, your other passion, apart from helping people, is going on cruises, isn't it? And you did mention you're going on one in about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, you like to relax, but you also meet some interesting people, don't you? And how important would you say it is to circulate? I mean, when people come on the internet, often they get stuck in front of their computer screen and they kind of lose track of real people, don't they? So how important would you say it is to network?
Oh, my goodness, I think you hit it on the head there, Jean. You know, in fact, it's interesting you should say that. Yesterday I was sitting down here. I love working from home. I love it. When I'm talking and speaking, sometimes I'll ask people if they want to see my 12-step business plan. And, of course, everybody goes, yeah. And the next slide is?
The stairs. The stairs.
The stairs coming down to my office from upstairs to downstairs. That's my 12 steps. I love working from home, but you can kind of get stuck in a rut. If you look on the internet and you look up my name, Frank Sousa, you'll see me all over the place. And that's because I get out to these events, not just cruises. This cruise that we're going on, by the way, is the marketer's cruise. There will be about 300 or 400 internet marketers on this cruise. And pretty much everybody knows me. Many of them I've met even more than once. It's a tremendously wonderful community of people. And you get to know these people. You get to share ideas. And, Yes, networking is very, very important. How did I meet you? I went to an event in San Antonio. You went to an event in San Antonio, and we met face-to-face.
Yes, I have to say, Frank is very approachable. There is a perception, I mean, some people think that really successful internet marketers or financially successful people, you can't talk to them, but the reality is they're all just the same as you and I. So Frank will do anything for a hug.
There you go, I'll work for hugs.
So then,
no, you're right. I mean, I'm no different than anybody else. No different whatsoever. You know, I put my pants on one leg at a time, and you want to please come and talk to me. Yes, anytime you're at an event or something and I'm there, it's more than approachable. I love helping people. I love it.
I can vouch for that. So, Frank, how can people find more about your new system, or indeed you, if they wanted to just check up on Mr. Frank Sousa?
Yeah, you can look me up on Facebook, definitely. Frank J. Sousa, I think, is my Facebook. And I'm not even sure. I just log into it all the time.
Well, if we just look on Facebook for Frank Sousa...
of course.
He's the guy in the red shirt, usually. Although, occasionally, I understand he wears a suit and tie and takes his lady out.
I love taking my lady out. Actually, I have a date with another... really sweet young lady here, probably later this week. It's her birthday, one of my adopted daughters, and I'm taking her out to dinner. But I'm not going to wear a suit.
Or a tie.
Or a tie.
You had enough of that with IBM, didn't you?
Plenty.
Okay, Frank, well, it's been really, really great speaking to you, and I know that your Easy Money Bots will be a huge success. As I say, I'm a beta tester for it, and I can vouch for the fact that it's really easy and it does work. So thanks again for your time, and best wishes to you and your family, and take care.
You too, and best wishes to Jody for me.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.